What's up, everybody? Mr. 8 Vicious here. Now, today I did a little bit of a Project Mayhem at my work. There's this billboard out there that's in the office, and I write MGTOW. Men going their own way. And I put the sign on there. I colored it in yellow because they had a yellow marker and everything. I wrote that on the board. And so people at my work were messing with me. They saw that. They knew exactly what it was. Okay? Because I talk that MGTOW shit all the fucking time at my work. I talk about it with my other workmates that I work with, you know, because they're in relationships right now, you know, taking the blue pill, drinking that soy, and they always complain about their fucking girlfriends. One of them already knocked up their girlfriend already, so there's that situation right there. Good luck to you, buddy, because in New Mexico, I know a lot of relationships don't last long here. They don't. A lot of women are floozies. They really are. There's a lot of fucking floozies over here. And I think me and Zangotti are the only true MGTOWs out there. Okay? We're the only ones that claim that name, MGTOW. A lot of people in this town don't know what it is. Because in this town, there's a lot of goddamn men over here drinking that soy. Okay? And getting into relationships, knocking up bitches. You know, I think the reason why they do that is because there's no alimony over here. They can get married and this and that. But, you know, a woman can still take our shit even if we're not married to her and she's living with us. Yeah, but that takes a long goddamn time. That takes a long period of time. And women these days, even in this town, they're not going to wait that long. They want things like that. Just like in the state of Washington, if you are cohabitating with a single mother, okay, and the mother and the child or the children that are in your house, living with you, cohabitating with you, she can get up and leave any time. She can get up and leave any time just because, you know, just because you guys were living together legally. And now you have to pay child support for their bastard kids. And you're not the father. This is true. This is facts. They do that. Women want things like that. They don't want to go through, several years to get their benefits. They don't want it. They want it like that. Over here in New Mexico, it doesn't quite work that way, okay? It doesn't quite work that way. So that's why there's a lot of soy boy, blue pill simps over here. And that's why you see relationships come and go all the fucking time. Because, you know, men, you know, we don't have anything to lose over here. Which is true. I really don't have anything to lose. I think that's why a lot of men here go in and out of fucking relationships. But anyway, when I put the acronym MGTOW on the board there, I wrote it in marker. So they drew with all colors, red, blue, yellow, green, whatever. They wrote a rainbow over it. And I know what they were doing. I know exactly what they're doing. They're saying that we're gay. MGTOW is gay. And I was like, no, it's not. No, it's not. I even have one of my boss's friends looking into MGTOW, and he's considering doing it, because after I spoke to him about this shit, because he's going through some hell right now with his ex-girlfriend or wife or whatever. I mean, they write that over that, and they're all, and then he wrote something else, some kind of, it wasn't a gango. I don't know if it was his, because my boss, he has a Rollers Only club. It's a club where there's a bunch of lowriders or something like that. I don't know if it was a gang thing or whatever. He wrote it on the top of my of the rainbow and whatever. And I erased the rainbow, but then he wrote that thing on the top over it. After I erased the rainbow, he wrote that other thing on the top. I don't know if it was a car club or whatever. I don't know what the fuck it was, a gang. So I erased that too. My boss looked at it. He's like, "What the hell? Why'd you erase that?" So I was like, "I said anyone who is against MGTOW is a fucking soy boy simp that puts pussy on the pedestal, like a lot of your friends do." And he starts laughing and this and that. I was like, yeah, I was like, anyone who is against MGTOW is a soy boy simp. Also, look at our one of our employees over there. He just knocked up his chick He's a simp. He's a soy boy simp. God knows what's going to happen next. Also, us MGTOWs, we're not gay. I told him, we're not gay. We're not gay at all. We're not gay. We just go our own way. We still fuck bitches. Yeah, we fuck bitches. We fuck them. Fuck it. You know what I mean? There's plenty of girls in this town that are willing to get pumped and dumped. Because, you know, women over here, they like to ride that cock carousel. It is. And they always find, these girls, they always find these fucking simps. These soy boys out there. This is the simp capital of the fucking world, man. It really is. I don't envy any person in this town who is married and has kids and this and that, because their wife is fucking around with somebody else. There's this dealership that I go to all the time, and the owner of the dealership, oh my fucking God, has this beautiful Hawaiian-looking wife. I don't know if she's Asian or Hawaiian, but she strikes me as Hawaiian. But she's fucking gorgeous, and rumor has it, because I always go over there, people tell me, yeah, I'm fucking her, dude, I'm fucking her. I'm like, oh my fucking God. I was like, that's not no surprise to me, homeboy. That's no fucking surprise to me, man. Women in this town, they ride the cock carousel. And Jesus Christ, my ex-boss, the vice president where I used to work at a glass shop, it's closed down now because of her fucking hypergamous ass. She was embezzling money, and then she embezzled so much goddamn money, that's why the owner of the place had to shut everything down. And he fucking trusted her with his life and everything. Oh my God, I mean, this guy is, that the owner was uglier than a fucking mule, and this girl was hotter than fuck. Everybody wanted to fuck her, and yes, she was secretly fucking around with somebody in the back. And from what I hear, one of the secretaries that I worked with, she wanted to fuck me, but couldn't get my attention because of my fucking temper, because I have a goddamn temper. And she was afraid of my temper. That's what she was afraid of. True story. That's what these girls were telling me. She's like, yeah, the vice president of that shop, she wanted to fuck your brains out, but she didn't know how to, approach you without you fucking getting angry and all this shit, because you got a hot temper. I was like, yes, I do. I do got a hot temper. I really do. In real life, I have a hot temper. You see me on my fucking videos over here on MGTOW, and I'm cussing, I'm yelling, I'm screaming. That's how I am in real life. When I'm trying to address the problem, that's how I am in real life. I'm not soft-spoken. I'm not. I don't go, calm down, we can talk about this. No, I'm not like that. I'm like, motherfucker, sit down, you son of a bitch. Fucking, you behave like a fucking goddamn actual adult. You don't get in my fucking face. You want to go, you want to scream at me? I'm going to scream back. You want to hit? I'm going to hit you back. That's how I am. Bottom line, that's how I am in fucking real life. I guarantee you. This is my personality. This is not no fucking goddamn gimmick. This is not no goddamn character. I persuade myself as a character because, you know what, a lot of other MGTOW channels, I used to watch them all. And they used to bore the fuck out of me, and I would fall asleep. And I had to do something different in the MGTOW community. I had to fucking be myself. Yell, scream, cuss. Yell at the top of my lungs, like if I'm doing, I'm on an interview, like in the WWF or whatever, like in wrestling, I had to do that. That's me. It's not boring, and when I saw other people yelling, I enjoyed it. But anyone who disses MGTOW is a soy boy simp and puts pussy on the pedestal. I don't put pussy on the pedestal. And my boss was telling me, so, well, what the hell happened to your fucking porn business and everything? Why'd you quit doing that? I was like, well, you know, there's plenty of pussy here, but they don't want to expose themselves all over the fucking internet. There are fucking wimp asses, these women. They're always over here saying, oh, well, I don't want my daddy or my parents or my relatives looking at me. Why would they be looking at you in the first place? If it was so bad, and they say it's so bad, why are they watching it? And why did they come and stumble upon you? So it's okay for them to watch other daughters get fucked in the ass and throat fucked and all this shit, but not you? I can't have the pleasure, and other men can't have the pleasure watching you getting throat fucked by fucking Mr. Hate Vicious and getting fucked in the ass by Mr. Hate Vicious? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Why? It's because it's you? Well, quite obvious, you weren't raised with any standards. If you were somewhat thinking about, you know what I mean, doing porn or just fucking riding the cop carousel your whole fucking life. Hell, you might as well just make some money doing it. I'm the guy to go to. Over here, I'm the guy to go to. Because the psyche over here, the, you know, psychologically, women here, they think this is the whole world. They think Albuquerque and New Mexico, that's the world. Outside New Mexico, that's like being out of outer space. A lot of these people, that's how they fucking think around here. They think the whole world evolves around this state. It doesn't. There's a big world out there. There is. Get your fucking ass up and go to Las Vegas. Get your fucking ass up and go to Florida. Go to some tropical island. Go to fucking Hawaii or something. Do something with your fucking life. There's too many fucking people here that haven't been to Las Vegas. Why? Because there's a bunch of casinos over here in New Mexico. They already feel like they're in Las Vegas. But you know what? They're not getting the true Las Vegas experience. There's plenty of good deals out there on fucking, on the internet. You can get good rooms for a decent price. You don't have to stay there for a fucking week. You can stay there for 3 days. Tops. But Vegas is not as expensive as you fucking think. When I go to Florida, yeah, that's expensive. This year, because at the event, all the rooms are sold out. It could have cost me $600 tops for a goddamn room for the whole fucking week. But I had to pay $1,200, a couple blocks down. Yeah, that's expensive. When I go to Vegas, I don't pay no more than $600. This year, at the beginning of this year, I fucking only paid $650 for my room at the Stratosphere. $650 for that whole fucking week. $650. I got a good deal. But, yeah, any man out there, like my boss and everything, they were just giving me shit and everything. And my coworkers, they were just giving me shit. They were just giving me shit. Because I haven't been doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, you know, doing porn and all this fucking shit. It just shows to tell you that when people give me shit, they're like, yeah, you haven't been doing anything lately. It was like, it's because you want to see more. And I want to do more, but there's no fucking talent here. I can't get anybody to fucking move. I can't get it through their goddamn head that New Mexico is not the whole world. Go out. And who gives a fuck? Anybody outside the outside world of New Mexico, who cares? If somebody sees you. And if your parents think porn is bad, they won't be watching in the first place, right? They can't find you. And I tell these people, I convinced a lot of girls, you know, over here, you know, a couple of girls that I fucking was over here, you know what I mean, in New Mexico, I convinced them to do some films. And they're like, you know what, you're right. Porn is so fucking saturated on the internet, they can't find me. I was like, no, they're not going to find you at all, period. You have to literally fucking look for it. But today they were giving me a shit about MGTOW and all this fucking shit that we're gay and all this crap. And I just said, you know what, I'm going my own goddamn way. And when I wrote that sign, you know, with the arrow going up and the arrow going the other way, like, it's, yeah, you're swinging the other way. That's what it means. I was like, fuck you guys. It's like, shut the fuck up. I was like, the middle one means that's what's everyone doing, going to the plantation, having kids, doing the wrong thing, and all that fucking shit, paying my vagina money and all this fucking shit. You know, this way means you're going this way. That means freedom. You get to fuck any bitch you want that throws themselves at you. You get to go hunting, fishing, save money, go on trips, go on vacations, hang out with your buddies, have a few drinks, and then go to the strip club and take one of those sluts that like to ride the cock carousel in the strip club. Fuck them. You know what I mean? It's freedom. It's freedom. It really is. It's fucking freedom. It really is. And I explain that to them. They get the gist. You know, they're just giving me shit today, but you know what? They get it. They get it. They all give me shit. They all give me shit. Especially my boss. And they say, well, how big is your dick again? And I was like, oh, God, fuck. Why are you guys talking about my dick? Well, I'm not there at the shop. You guys are over here talking about my dick. Yeah, a lot of my coworkers, they saw my porno movies, and I even showed them the link, and we all watched it. It was fucking weird, but you know, whatever. Fuck it. Fuck it. You only live once. I don't give a shit, dude. Give a fuck. But any man out there that is against MGTOW is a soy boy simp that puts pussy on a pedestal. That's all you are. That's all you are. I'm a man going my own goddamn way. I do whatever the fuck I want, and as I please. That's it. Well, yeah, you know, there's plenty of talent here, you know what I mean? I just need to convince them that New Mexico is not the whole world. Because a lot of people who are born and raised here, they think this is all it is. There's a lot of people here who've never been to Las Vegas, never been anywhere outside of New Mexico. It's like, get your fucking ass up and go explore the goddamn world! This is not the world. New Mexico is not the only place on this earth. Get the fuck up and go do something. I mean, Jesus Christ. What? Fuck, dude. What? That was going on today. They're giving me shit, drawing that rainbow over the fucking MGTOW acronym. I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing, dude? Come on. Come on, man. You're over here trashing a guy that goes his own way. Come on. Yeah, I did do Project Mayhem. Yes, I am about that, too. So I did that at my work, drawing it all over the goddamn place. And look at what I did today. I only had one $1 bill today in my wallet. I only write this on $1 bills. I don't do it on the big bills. But yeah, I only do it on the dollar bills. And one day when I go to the strip club and I'm throwing these at these bitches, $1 bills, because that's all they're fucking worth. I'm going to do that. Yeah, I don't do it on the big bills. I only do it on the $1 bills. But that's what I was doing today. And then I did cash, you know, at the bank, you know, I mean, a bunch of $1 bills so I can write that on there. But, you know, but that one right there in my wallet, the rest of them I had them stashed away. Now, that's waiting for the goddamn strip club. I'm going to go here in a minute. Not here, right this minute, but you know, when I'm ready. Because I'm gonna hit up the strip clubs, because you know, these girls, they don't give a fuck. And that's where all my talent came from, was the strip club. So I'm going to start hitting up these clubs, passing out my business cards, and I'm going to fucking start doing my thing. And being a MGTOW, going my own goddamn way. See my life how I see fit. That's MGTOW. Anyone who is against MGTOW, any man who is against MGTOW, is a soy boy simp that puts pussy on the pedestal. That's them. Bottom line, I'm not that way. I want to fuck a bitch, put her on camera, throw her on the internet, and make some money. Because I got tons of different platforms. I don't just use Pornhub and all that other fucking mumble jumbo. I just throw it out there. I got other platforms that I use, and you guys don't know anything about them because they are pay sites. So anyway, that's what's been going on today. I've been doing a lot of Project Mayhem, and my coworkers are not liking the MGTOW acronym. I don't give a fuck, but I told him, and I straight up told him, I was like, if you're against MGTOW, you're putting pussy up on a pedestal. and you're a soy boy simp. They kind of stopped and think for a second there. I was like, I am pure freedom. I am free. I don't have to go home to a nagging ass bitch. And my fucking boss, I know he does. I can see it in his eyes. He sometimes dreads going home because his wife is there. That's just why he's always hanging around with his friends. I know it is. I know that's what it is. You can deny it all you fucking want, but I see it. Oh, this video has gone long enough. But yeah, if you men out there are against MGTOW, you're a soy boy simp and you put pussy on the pedestal. Like some people out there, I'm not going to name any names, these trolls that praise women. They claim to get them. You know who I'm talking about. I'm Mr. Hey Vicious, signing off.